శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. వర్స్ నంబర్ 17. తథాప్యాభాతి కోప్యేషః. 17th వర్స్. తథాప్యాభాతి కోప్యేషః, భాతి కోప్యేషః విచారాభావ జీవనః, రాభావ జీవనః అవశ్యాయశ్చిదాకాశే విచారార్కోదయావధిః. సో దిస్ అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి, ద ఇంప్లైడ్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మహావాక్యం హి ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ యూసింగ్ దిస్ పంచకోశ ప్రక్రియ. హి నాట్ రియలి సే పంచకోశ, హి హస్ మెన్షన్డ్ హౌ each kosha is regarded as an object of knowledge. And finally, in this 16th verse, he said, even that which is said to be anandamaya kosha, otherwise said to be karana shariram, otherwise said to be avidya, ignorance. The ignorance is the subtlest of the matter. Ignorance is the subtlest of the matter. How do you say, why do you say it's a matter? Even ignorance is an object of knowledge. Anything known is inert. But what is this ignorance? Even though it's a power, still it is anatma. It is known is a matter. And matter is of the nature of inertness. Known is of the nature of inertness only. It has no independent existence. The knowing power is of the nature of inertness, because knowing power does not know I am the knowing power. Understand now? Even the power of knowing belongs to who? What? The power of the reality is this knowing power. See it? This knowing power, it's unmanifest is what? It's ajnanam, ignorance. Manifest is jnanam. I'm just telling you so that it's easy for you to understand what ignorance is. Now we are analyzing what this phenomenon called ignorance is in the verse 16. And here we understand this ignorance also. Ignorance of any ignorance for that matter, but can be reduced to this one. This is the ignorance, isn't it? And this ignorance also shines where? Shines in only in the presence of consciousness. That is what is said to be. It is like a mist. Why? Because even this ignorance generally is of the nature of covering, veiling things. But this ignorance cannot veil what? The source of the power cannot veil the source of the power. Because it has no existence outside of its source. And this power is like a mist only. That seems to be covering, okay, tathapi abhati, even though it cannot really veil, but still shines as though it is covering, like the mist in the sky. Mist is there in the sky, but mist does disappear once the sun rises. Similarly here, as long as the sun of inquiry does not rise, so long this mist can exist where? In the sky of consciousness, in the space of consciousness. Once this inquiry comes, which begins, it cannot stand it. It will resolve. It will get resolved. Therefore, vichara abhava jivanaha means avashyayaha chidakashe. విచార అర్క ఉదయ అవధి. Vichara Arka Udaya Avadihi means what? That mist of Ajnanam, which is like a mist, which shines in the space of consciousness, can be there only as long as the Vichara does not begin. Once the Vichara begins, Vichara, which is like a Suryaha, which begins, then naturally, gradually, the mist will wear out and it will disappear, will be resolved. If you search for it, it is really not there. There's no such a thing called Ajnanam, really. Isn't it? It's just the knowing power unmanifest is this Ajnanam. Knowing power unmanifest is this Ajnanam. And it is not the word. Just try to see what it is. It will resolve in its Swarupam as its own unmanifest power. And if they absolutely, absolutely, even that Ajnanam also is not there, is as well as non-existent, what is there is only the source of the power. The idea is, we are trying to establish Ajnanam here. We are understanding what is that beyond everything, beyond which nothing else is there. That is the non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, abstract, formless vastu, something, and which is ever of the nature of consciousness or awareness. And it is that pure awareness, aham asmi, which is Brahma. Therefore, aham Brahma asmi. That is the idea. We are going to the 18th verse. Atma jnana maha nidra jrumbhite svin jaganmaye. Atma jnana maha nidra jrumbhite svin jaganmaye. A beautiful verse. Atma jnana maha nidra jrambhite svin jaganmaye. Jnana maha nidra jrambhite svin jaganmaye. Tambi. கொசு உட்காந்துக்கலாம், உள்ள உட்காந்துக்கோ. கொசு வழிய உக்கிலே உட்காந்துக்கோ. ஆத்ம ஜான உள்ள உட்காந்துக்கோ. ஆத்ம ஜான மகா நித்ரா ஜம்பிதே ஸ்வின் ஜகன்மயே. மகா நித்ரா ஜம்பிதே ஸ்வின் ஜகன்மயே. தீர்கஸ்வப்னே ஸ்புரந்தேதே ஸ்வர்க மோக்ஷாதி விப்ரமாஹ. ஆத்மா ஜ்ஞான நட் ஆத்மஜானம்ஜம்பிதேஸ்மின் ஜகன்மயே. தீர்கஸ்வப்னே ஸ்புரந்தேதே ஸ்வர்க மோக்ஷாதி விப்ரமாஹ. Mokshadi Vibhraman. So here, in this verse, what he wants to say, see, the dream experience which we have, the dream is real for a person. Let me brief it before I go to the verse. Dream experience is non-deniable. So dream experience is not unreal. Absolutely. At the same time, it is not real also. It is as though. Why do we say dream is as though? Because it doesn't exist always. There's a time dream experience is there only as long as the waker does not know is a waker. As long as the waker does not know that he is a waker. The dream exists. It is the ignorance of oneself being a waker, isn't it? Makes the waker, the dream seems to be real. So as long as a person is in dream, as a dreamer, he looks at himself as the real experiencer. The dreamer in dream looks at himself as an experiencer, and then he sees for him the dream world is very real. The dream experience is not understood to be only a dream as long as the person is in dream. The dream being dream is not real, it's only a dream, becomes very clear only when the person wakes up from the dream. Only when he sees himself as a waker, I am the waker, when he sees, from the standpoint of the waker alone, the dream is not real. So for that, the dream being not real has to be understood. The waker should see himself as a waker, for which he must wake up from the sleep. He must wake up from sleep. If he is asleep, means what? In sleep, he does not know he is a waker. And then he has his dream experience. The dream is very real for him. The dream time, dream space, the dream objects, the dream world, the dreamer, dream, everything is real for him. When he wakes up from sleep, and then when he claims himself to be a waker, from the standpoint of the waker, dream is not unreal. The dream is not real also, dream is as though. In the same way, here, not only this Swapna Prapanchaha, even this Jagrat Prapanchaha, this world which is being experienced in the waking state also is as good as dream only. It is not absolutely real. Isn't it? Therefore, it is not reliable as a source of happiness and security. It is not real. So what he says, and what this as though real world, the seemingly real objective universe, this universe experience in the waking state also is mistaken to be real. This is also like a dream only, dream world only. How real it is not, it is as though, but it is mistaken to be absolutely real because we're experiencing it, isn't it? So how long it will be real, why it seems to be real for us? Because of the ignorance, sleep of ignorance. Atma Ajnanam is likened to a sleep here. What is Atma Ajnanam? Atma Ajnanam, here is, I know I am, but I do not know what I am. It's a partial ignorance and a partial knowledge. In dream also, mind is partially functional. In the dream, the sense organs, organs of actions are not functional. Only the mind is partially functional. And in this partial, the mind is partially functional, then only then the subconscious can throw up whatever has been stored, and then the dream experience is possible. Here also, the waking state also is partial knowledge and a partial ignorance. Like in deep sleep state, the ignorance is total. Ignorance is total in deep sleep state. How? I do not know I am. I cannot know who I am also. Isn't it? Therefore, I do not know the world exists. I cannot know what this world is also. Ignorance is total, then no identity possible. Therefore, there is no experience of any world. But here, this only in half ignorance, half knowledge, error in the perception is possible. So in the waking state, there is partial knowledge of one's own existence. Existence of the self is there in terms of I am. But what is not there in the waking state is, I do not know what I am. What exactly this I is? Where does it rise from? Where does it exist? This knowledge of what this I am, what I is not there. Partial ignorance being partial, knowledge being partial, error is possible. Erroneous perception is possible. Wrong identity is also possible. Because of the wrong identity, that's what we say. And then the error being there, the perception of the self and the world, what happens, this Jagrat Prapancha also seems to be very real. Very, very real. Isn't it? So he says, Atma Ajnanam. See, Atma Jnanamaha Nidra. And he calls it what? Atma Ajnanam is the like what now? Mahanidra. Atma Ajnana Mahanidra Jrumbhite. Atma Ajnanam is what now? Is a Mahanidra. Okay, when simple, when I say, when ordinary sleep is there, then you are having the experience of the dream world. The dream is mistaken to be real. In dream, actually the waker forgets it. He does not know he is a waker. So here also, Atma Jnana Mahanidra Jrumbhite. Jrumbhita means what now? This entire universe is also what now? It becomes manifest when only in the Atma Jnana Mahanidra. Though Jagat is manifest only when there is Atma Jnana Mahanidra, in the sleep of this ignorance. Okay? The great sleep of ignorance. Mahanidra Jrumbhi Mahanidra. Then what happened? Asmin Jaganmaye Jrumbhite. So, this entirety of the objective universe experiences the waking state when, what is it which assume, which is the form of this whole Jagat? It is this knowing power alone. Okay. Is manifest as what now? Half knowing, manifest as this entirety of this objective universe. When it is there, then what happens? Asmin Jaganmaye Atma Ajnana Mahanidra Jrumbhite. Atma Ajnanam, ignorance of the self is what now? The great sleep. There's no other sleep. Even in this waking state, he says, this partial ignorance of not knowing what I am, partial ignorance of what not knowing what I am is like the great sleep. Ignorance is the great sleep. And in this sleep, when they sleep in this ignorance alone, that the ignorance alone is what now? Ignorance in terms of the partial ignorance is what? Shakti only becomes manifest here, isn't it? As what is entity of the objective universe. When it manifests the whole universe, then what happens? This is also like the Dirgha Swapnam. It is not a short Swapnam. The dream is actually a short dream. The dream experience world is a short dream, but this waking universe experience the waking state manifestation of what? This Mahanidra, in total, the Mahanidra in terms of self-ignorance is what a Dirgha Swapnam, long dream from the whole entire span of life is what now? In your dream life, isn't it? The dream Jivaram. From the time you are born until a person falls asleep, whatever you're experiencing is what? Long dream. It's a Dirgha Swapnam. In this Dirgha Swapnam, Etes Paranti, all these shine. Okay? How in dream, okay, when a waker does not know who he's a waker, there he experiences what? There's a dream time, dream space, and dream bondage. Even in dream also it is possible, everything in the same way. Even this world you're experiencing the waking state is like a dream only. Why? Here are this dream experience when there is a manifestation of this, isn't it? This partial ignorance is alone brings this universe into manifestation, you know, the objective universe. Then it's a long dream. This waking universe also is like a long dream. In this, what all shine in this dream, this waking dream, this long dream in terms of this waking universe, swarga mokshadi vibhramaha. Here also what now? This is swargaha. We talk about swarga and people perform rituals to attain swarga. They make efforts in this way. All this, any effort people perform, rituals people practice, meditations, and they want to travel through. See, imagine all this is dream, he says, and they want to travel through Shuklagati, they want to attain Swargaloka, they want to go to Brahmaloka. All these efforts are also made by people. It's all what now? Dream only. Dream. And also, and some people think, you know, there's knowledge, we have to attain Jnanam, We are bound. This also notion is what? I am bound. These wrong notions are also there. And so in order to become, in order to become free, I have to attain jnanam. And for that they make efforts. And we talk about moksha. All these confusions are there. Isn't it? I am bound, the notion is there. I have to attain moksha, that effort is made. As the moksha is something to be attained. All this vibhramaha. All these are actually what now? The expressions, expressions of the lack of discriminative understanding of what is real and what is not real. Is ignorance is in the form of delusion. Ignorance of what I am, what is, ignorance of what is actually alone is in the form of delusion. The lack of discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real. Because it's lack of discriminative knowledge of what is real, what is not real. The real, the no, what is not real is looked upon as though real. And that is why it's a nidra. It is like a dream. And this dream is projected by what? Mahanidra. The dream in the form of the waking universe is projected by the Mahanidra, the great sleep of ignorance of what I am. Isn't it? Projected. And here also we have all these things which are expressions of delusion only. I am bound is a notion. I have to attain moksha is a notion. And I have to understand all these. Whatever efforts are made, whether a person is making efforts for when a person is given to the pursuit of artha or kama or dharma and then moksha or jnanam, all these pursuits and all these efforts made by human beings, everything is what? Expressions of lack of discriminative knowledge only. Isn't it? So this seems very real. As though I'm really making effort to attain jnanam, I'm really studying shastram, I'm really here. Everything is taken to be real here, isn't it? Don't we take this as real? If it is not, then we cry. Of course, it seems to be real. Relatively real. Relatively real. That we are human beings here, we have identity here, we are making efforts here, but we cannot see all these are happening within the realm of relatively real world. What about studying Shastram? Is it absolutely real? No, it is relatively real. Understanding the nature of the reality is relatively real. Understand? And these efforts, I'm bound, that notion is relatively real. And an effort to attain moksha, relatively real. All these are there. Anything relatively real is taken to be how? What? Absolutely real. And our experience of pairs of opposite what we go through in life are mistaken to be absolutely real. And we do get afflicted by that also. And we, for us, artha pursuit is real, kama pursuit is real, dharma pursuit is real, a pursuit, commitment to the pursuit of jnanam is real. Is it efforts to attain jnanam, moksha also is what it's. All these are only dream. It's like a dream only. Everything seems to be real. But still, it's real. It is nothing is real here. The whole, all transactions happening in the waking state, okay, are not real. Or not real means when they seem to be real, that is why they're said to be expressions of delusion. Understand? If the as though real waking state experiences all forms of efforts, whole waking is anything pertaining to the Jagrat Prapancha is taken to be real, that which is a delusion. Understand? Solely delusion. But how long it is very difficult for us to accept is what the experiences what we have in the waking state, all efforts we make in this waking state seem to be very, very real. Okay, how long? they are real. It's exactly like the dream is real for the dreamer only when he is in sleep. When he wakes up from sleep, he recognizes himself being the waker. Okay? And from the standpoint of the waker, he can understand the dream being not real. In the same way, when a person wakes up from sleep of ignorance, when he discovers his own Swarupam being Brahma, from the standpoint of Brahma, or he can say what, from the standpoint of his surupam of abstract formless reality consciousness, he can say aham turiyam chaitanyam, aham turiyaha atma. I am, turiyam means what? I am the abstract formless reality consciousness who am like the fourth person, distinct from the experience that is obtaining in all three states of experience. I am distinct from all that. When a person shifts his identity from anatma to atma, the abstract formless reality, from the standpoint of Brahma, when he is a turiya atma, when he sees, only then he can see what? This, the whole waking world, he experiences the waking state also, is as good as dream only, it is not real. As good as dream means what? It is not real. Okay? Swapna prapancha is mithya, though it is subjectively real, it is a pratibhasikam satyam, it is mithya. From the standpoint of a waker, from the standpoint of the dreamer, it is not smithya, it is satyam. Isn't it? From the standpoint of the waker, this jagrat prapancha is very real. And this jagrat prapancha, this universe experienced in the waking state, is also not real, mithya, from the standpoint of the turiya chaitanyam atma. Isn't it? From the standpoint of whom? That is very, very important. That is why. But one has to really make efforts. Relatively, one has to make efforts. One has to study the Shastram. Shastra study, studying the Shastram, is it real? Absolutely. Anything happening in this waking state is not absolutely real. Relatively real. But we mistake it to be absolutely real. But the whole thing, everything that's happening in the waking state is not at all real. It's only like a dream. To see this, the world, the waking universe to be real, all transactions associated with the waking universe to be not the mithya, one has to wake up from sleep of ignorance. And one has to see everything from the standpoint of turiya atma. Aham Brahma asmi, aham turiyam chaitanyam, aham turiyaha atma. A person sees the fact, only from the standpoint of turiyaha, this world being mithya also will be clear. That's what he's saying in this verse. So he says, Atma ajnana mahanidra jrumbhite asmin jaganmaye dirje swapne swargamokshadi brahmaha yete spuranti. The whole verse is one long beautiful sentence. Okay, what he says, yete spuranti, all these shine. Yete spuranti means all these shine. What all shine here? As though they are very real. Okay, see the concept of swarga, heaven, isn't it? When we study Shastram in this, only in this jagrat prapancha, in this dream, okay, in this waking universe, which is also like a dream, because it's why it is a dream, is also manifestation of what is partial ignorance only. If this ignorance is not there, this jagat prapancha you cannot experience. I'll explain why. So here swargaha, mokshadi vibhramaha, all these confusions, okay, all these confusions means what? Confusions, the delusions means, which are all expressions of delusion only. Which anything which is mistaken to be real is what? Expression of delusion. All these are here. I am ignorant. I am bound. I have to attain jnanam. I have to attain moksha. So I'm studying Shastram. We're making it. Everything is not unreal. It is not absolutely real. But we take it to be absolutely real. It's all what now? Mithya. Yete swarga mokshadi. Adi Shabda stands for etc. Anything and everything which is here. Okay, I have this responsibility, I have these duties. Varna dharmas are there, this Varna dharmaha are there, Ashva dharmas are there. I have these duties, I have to do this, I have to do that. All these have to be done. And Artha has to be pursued, Kama has to be pursued, Dharma has to be pursued, Punyam has to be accumulated, Surga has to be attained. Jnanam has to be attained, moksha has to be attained, all these various efforts also made. That's why he says, Adi, Swargadi, sorry, Swarga Mokshadi Brahmaha Yete Spuranti. They shine means what? Now, they seemed very, very real. Spuranti, they're shining, they're experienced, and they're taken to be real also. Where, Putra, when do they shine? Dirgha Swapne, the long sleep of life. Okay? In this longest sleep of span of life. Isn't it? Is shine for every ignorant individual. And in this, what is this dream? He says, Jaganmaye Dirgha Swapne, that long dream in the form of this objective universe experienced in the waking state. Jaganmaye Dirgha Swapne. And what is Jaganmaya? The Jaganmayam Dirgha Swapnaha, Jaganmayaha Dirgha Swapnaha. What is this long dream in the form of this entire objective universe, which is manifestation, okay, the manifestation of Mahanidra, Atma Jnana Mahanidra. It's a manifestation of what? Atma Jnana Mahanidra. Understand? Which is there nothing but manifestation of the sleep of self-ignorance. Why do we say this, the Jagat is the manifestation of the Atma Jnana Mahanidra, great sleep of self-ignorance, because self-ignorance is said to be the cause of this universe. As long as self-ignorance is there, okay, this partial ignorance is there, so long erroneous perception of self is possible, wrong identity is possible, and then once you mistake the anatma, body, mind, and complex for the self, then the individuality is possible. Then sense of the fundamental problem of sense of smallness centered on I is possible. And once the fundamental problem of smallness centered on I is there, then naturally there'll be that the desires are possible. If there's no wrong identity, inadequacy is not possible. Inadequacy, the sense of inadequacy centered on I is not possible if the identity with the body, mind, sense complex is not there. Sense of inadequacy is not possible. Because now, because of the erroneous perception of the self, when you mistake yourself for the body, mind, sense complex, and the sense of inadequacy is also there, and a sense of inadequacy is centered on I being there, naturally the desires arise. And because of desires, the actions are performed. Because of actions, results become produced. To exhaust the results, you have to be born again. To be born again, you have to assume the body. Only when you assume the body and you are born here, and this experience of the objective universe is possible. Understand? In sleep, do you experience world? In deep sleep state, there's no experience of the world. You are just yourself without any identity. Unfortunately, you are not knowing. You are not knowing who you are. Ajnana means total. You do not know you are. You do not know what you are in sleep. Therefore, the ignorance is total. You are just yourself, but with ignorance. Whereas in the jnanam, you will be yourself with knowledge who you are. Understand? That's why once the ajnanam takes place, when the paravrta gets exhausted, the mind will resolve for good. Assuming a body is not possible, being born again is not possible. Then this experience of this universe also is not possible. Okay. Your world can be experienced only if there is ignorance. Another important thing, okay? Many people do not want moksha because they are scared of not being born again. No? Satyam. See, if ignorance is not, please listen to me carefully. If total ignorance is, if partial ignorance becomes resolved in the wake of the energy of the self, who I am, what I am, and a person can live his life how long? As an Atma Jnani, one can be in this world, this body, mind, sense complex, only as long as Parabdha is there. Even a Jnani or a Jnani, nobody can decide to live little longer. That's not possible. Jnani or a Jnani, the body will fall apart, the power of the karma gets exhausted. But a Jnani Jnani's mind cannot survive without ignorance. Understand why? Because the subconscious will get resolved in the Jnana. Subconscious will not be there. Which means, therefore, no emotions can rise. So the the dormant condition, latent condition will not be there. So desires cannot arise. Desires will be resolved. So all emotions will be resolved. See, all these jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, unresolved issues, unresolved subconscious will resolve for a jnani. Nothing can surface. This jnanam, understand? Therefore, the mind cannot survive. So mind will resolve for good. And once mind becomes resolved for good, being born again is not possible. Okay. Therefore, how you are in sleep, not knowing you are, okay. In jnanam, when you have the body mind is complex, you will be, what now? You are yourself with body mind is complex, but with knowledge who you are. But once the partha karma gets exhausted, the body goes, being born again, assuming a body is not possible. Understand? The jagat will disappear. This jagat is available for experience only when there is half ignorance, half knowledge. Only as a human being, you have this like, it's also like a dream. This is not a dream, but it's like a dream only. Suppose you imagine you have a beautiful dream you are experiencing in dream. Very nice dream in dream, okay, is a dream world. You do not know you are a waker and you mistake yourself to be a dreamer. And in the dream world, the dream time and dream space and dream university, a dream study and dream qualifications and dream titles and dream marriage, dream family, beautiful children and beautiful family, everything dream, all happening in dream. Is it possible for you to continue to be in dream for a long time, forever? Dream has its time limitation, okay? The dream will come to an end. Dream will, why? That is the nature of Nidra. That is so Nidra can be, sleep can be. Sleep, you know, only as long as you're allowed to enjoy, you're allowed to enjoy. Even the dream sukham also. And once the time comes, the dream has to, the sleep has to be disturbed. Sleep will be disturbed. And who disturbs the sleep? Parabdha karma disturbs the sleep, you wake up. You have such a nice, wonderful dream I was having. Why should I be wakeful? You know? Mangamma was thinking, oh, she was sitting beautiful. She was seeing, was going to buy in the shop. And she was woken up, isn't it? What I'm saying, we have this beautiful dream of seeing, okay? And in between, what now? Painful. You are woken up by Parada, you wake up. In the same way, even in this waking universe also, you think what? You are a waker and you are experiencing this world. This world is very real. It is difficult for you to accept it is not real. And to see it is also like a dream. But from this dream world also, you will be woken up. Isn't it? So here, in the sleep of ignorance, because of some punyam, if you are woken up, I mean, who can wake you up? The guru can wake you up. The guru wakes you up in the dream itself, the teaching has to happen. In this dream itself, the dream teacher has to happen, that has to be studied, but even though it's dream teaching, still what happens? Knowledge can rise, isn't it? Then, you're woken up from the sleep of ignorance. Once you wake up from sleep of ignorance, your identity becomes shifted from anatma, body, mind, sense complex to atma. And you see yourself from the standpoint of what? The turiya atma, turiyam chaitanyam. From the standpoint of turiya atma, you can see in spite of experiencing this dream world, this work, the objective universe, you can say this universe is not real. It is as good as the dream. Is it clear? That's what he says in this verse. Atma ajnana mahanidra jrambhite asvin jaganmaye dirgaswapne swargamokshadi brahmaha ete spuranti. The whole verse can be written as one sentence. It's one long sentence forms the whole verse. For which? Manifest. See, Jumbita means expansion. Let me tell you what. What is Jumbita? Jumbita means yawning. Jumbhanam. If you open Jumbhanam means yawning. Okay, Jumbita means what? Expanded. Once you open your mouth and yawn, expansion. Jumbita means expanded. Means manifest. Let me tell you one thing. Because it's when there's total ignorance, please make it very clear. If the ignorance is total ignorance, what happens in the darkness of total ignorance, the whole universe becomes covered. The entire world of objects remains covered in darkness of ignorance when you're in sleep. Isn't it? In sleep, I want to understand Maya. In deep sleep state, when there's total ignorance, this world does not shine for you. Where does the world go? The world doesn't go in which is exactly as it is, wherever it is, if the world is. But still the world doesn't exist for you because it remains covered in darkness of ignorance. In sleep, you have only blankness of mind. The blankness of mind means what? Only darkness. The darkness, in the darkness of ignorance, the entire world of objects remain covered, veiled. Then in sleep, you cannot differentiate things. Okay? You cannot say, this is my father, this is my mother, this is my house, these are my pets, these are my friends. The differentiation of objects is not possible in sleep. Everything remains covered in darkness of ignorance. Then differentiation is not possible. Whenever there is ignorance, in the darkness of ignorance, when the world remains covered, then the world is not manifest. World is not manifest means it is not available for perception, experience, transaction, interaction. Then everything remains undifferentiated. Is it clear now? Everything remains undifferentiated. It is beautifully said. It is like you take one big piece of cloth that the shopkeep in the markets, village markets, they bring big sheet of cloth and they put lots of things for selling. This heap of onions, this chilies and the potatoes, tomatoes. They keep heaps of vegetables and they sell. No, and then the whole day everything they sell, and the rest of the things when it gets dark, they fold the cloth, they make one bundle. Everything remains what? Remains right in one bundle, undifferentiated. Again, when they come next time, they spread it out, everything becomes differentiated. Being undifferentiated means being unmanifest. Understand in the same way, when there is total ignorance, when the whole objective universe remains covered in the darkness of ignorance, the world is not available for experience, perception, enjoyment. It is said to be unmanifest. The world is unmanifest. Everything in the world is undifferentiated. That's why avyakrita prapanchaha, avyakta prapanchaha, unmanifest universe, undifferentiated universe is what? In total ignorance. That is Maya. When this in Maya also said to be what? The whole Jagat remains an unmanifest, undifferentiated condition. Then it is called Maya, we say. To understand Maya, we have to analyze our own total ignorance. Even in sleep, the world is not there for you. Isn't it? Nothing is differentiated for you. When you yourself are there not knowing your own existence, the whole world remains unmanifested and undifferentiated. Isn't it? It's called what now? Contraction. The whole world remains as though contracted in deep sleep, when there's total ignorance. And when there's partial knowledge and partial ignorance, you know you are, but still you do not know what you are. Isn't it? If partial ignorance is there, partial knowledge is there, then the world becomes what? Expanded. World is manifest. There's manifestation and everything becomes differentiated. And you're experiencing this world. And you think the world is very real. And you are real. You mistake you as a waker, mistake yourself to be a real waker, the world to be a real world, and everything is real for you. Of course, it is not unreal, but how real it is, that's the problem. As though real, objectively real, empirically real, the world is mistaken to be absolutely real. Vyavaharikam satyam, isn't it? This universe only has vyavaharika satta, empirical reality. And this empirically real world is mistaken to be paramarthikam satyam, absolute reality. Because you do not know what is paramarthikam satyam. What is paramarthikam satyam? Is abstract, formless, all inexplicably subtlest reality, which is ever of the nature of pure awareness, pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma or Brahma, which is the actual swarupam of the aham. Alone is paramarthikam satyam. Why it is paramarthikam satyam? It has no beginning, it has no end, it doesn't come and undergo any changes. It is independent existence and it's independent entity. The problem is to accept something, the abstractness, to be an independent entity is very difficult for us. Abstractness, it is difficult for us to accept something abstract to be an entity. For us, entity means what? We want some weight, height, isn't it? Otherwise, difficult to accept. But here, that is the satyam, that is the person, that is the reality. Everything else is what now? All changing, okay, personalities only. And all the whole jagat is also what? Where it is shining now? In partial ignorance, in partial knowledge, the whole jagat becomes manifested, isn't it? And if the partial ignorance is resolved, in this total knowledge, in the light of total knowledge, if you shift, when you identity becomes shifted from anatma to atma, from the standpoint of the pure consciousness as turiya atma, turiyam chaitanyam, which is like the fourth person, obtaining as experience in all three states of experience, you see this whole jagat also, in spite of experiencing it, you can say what? It is as good as the dream. It is not absolutely real. Understand? That's what he's saying. Here the example is given. Please make a note. This Pujya Swami used to give this. I did tell this in my other classes. You see, even this author gives another example. I didn't read it, but I'm just telling. I just saw the word stump and all those things. See, in total ignorance, error is not possible. In total knowledge, error is not possible. Understand? Error is possible only if there's partial knowledge and partial ignorance. Isn't it? In deep sleep state, you do not mistake yourself for somebody. Do not even know you are. So there's no possibility of mistaking yourself for something, what you are not. Error in the perception of yourself is not possible. You cannot have any identity at all when you do not know you are. Suppose we know what you are also, then you will not mistake yourself as something which you are not. Error is not possible in total knowledge. Error is not possible in total ignorance. Error is possible only if there is partial ignorance and partial knowledge. Isn't it? I used to give this example in my classes. Okay, Pujya Swami's example only. Suppose if there is a, in a dim light, twilight, in a dim light, it is possible for you to mistake a wire or a rope for a snake. There's only darkness, pitch darkness is there, and then even the real snake is there, you will not know the real snake is crawling. Then you will not mistake the real snake for real snake. You will not even see the real snake. And there's no possibility of mistaking the wire or rope or something to be a snake. Because you don't see anything. You must see something for you to mistake something to be something other than what it is. But you do not, in dark, pitch darkness, even if the real snake is there, you cannot see. If there's a rope or a wire, you do not even see. So there's no possibility of mistaking anything for anything else. If there's a bright light also, you can see things as they are. And bright light is there. You see the rope as a rope, wire as a wire. You don't mistake something to be something else. In the bright light, mistake is not possible. What if there's dim light, dull light, okay, and something is, that light can show you only there's something is, but you do not know what it is. There is something you're able to see, that much alone can be known when there's a dull, dim light. But the dim light is not capable of showing you what it is. Therefore, when you see the wire or a rope, there's a possibility of mistaking the wire to be a snake because you only know what, so there's something is. So you mistake it for a snake. And once you mistake it, that error in the perception of something to be something else, the rope to be a snake, definitely there'll be consequence. Erroneous perception causes perception of rope as for a snake, results in what? Fear. What causes the fear? Fear is not caused by the snake. The fear is not caused by the rope. There's no real snake, so it cannot cause fear. The rope by itself cannot cause fear. What causes the fear? It is the error in the perception of the rope as a snake. It is the error causes the fear. Isn't it? What causes the fear? Erroneous perception causes the fear. And now you want to get rid of the fear. To get rid of the fear, you do a lot of things. The fear is not desirable. You can bring a stick and you can try to kill it. You try to undo the snake, try to kill the snake. Isn't it? Some people think, okay, let us sing bhajans. The snake will disappear. Let us do some meditation. The snake will disappear. So many things are there. So many things, okay? Let us cook and eat. Let us divert attention from seeing the snake to something else. Diverting attention. If I don't pay attention to that object, divert the attention, then the snake will not be there. There won't be fear. So people try to do so many things, okay? Bahubihi prayatnehi, it said. So people make lots of, many, try so many ways. Somehow they want to get rid of the fear caused by erroneous perception. Now tell me, whatever people do, the fear cannot be resolved at all. Why? The fear is not caused by the snake. People try to undo the snake to get rid of the fear. Is it possible at all to undo the snake? The snake is really there. Undoing the snake is possible. When there's no real snake at all, undoing the snake is not possible. Any amount of efforts made will be vain effort only because there's no real snake. The whole fear is caused by the erroneous perception. And the error in the perception alone has to be cut. Error needs correction. If the fear has to be resolved, error has to be corrected. And what is that which can correct the error? How can correction happen? Correction is possible. Error can be resolved only if you know the fact there is no snake at all. And for you to know there's no snake at all, what is that which can help you discover the fact there's no snake at all? You must see what is rope. So rope jnanam only can help you to resolve this snake. Snake cannot be destroyed. Snake has to be resolved in the very rope. Once you discover bring better, more light. Okay? Bring the light. Better light, torch light, or bright light. So watch closely, observe it. Closely observe it. There is no snake at all. What is his robe? In the wake of knowledge of what is his robe, in the very robe, there itself the snake results. Along with the snake, the snake caused fear also results. What he wants only jnana, isn't it? But until the knowledge takes place, until this is rope, what is this rope? It's called vastu jnanam. But vastu jnanam is what? Discovering absolutely what is vastu. What is there? Vastu. In the wake of the knowledge of what is this rope, along with the snake causes fear also results. In the same way, here, Shastram says, as long as this Atma Jnanam do not know what is absolutely abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness existence, implied by the term Brahma, this alone is, okay? And everything else is what? As though. In the wake of the Jnanam, you can see what? There's no jagat, there's no samsara. There's no samsara. The fear caused it. Again, you see something else, isn't it? The samsara is possible. The fear is like what? Samsara is like the fear. Samsara is like the fear. And you, because of the error here, error is twofold. Error, erroneous perception of the self and the world. The error in the perception of the self becomes corrected. Error in the perception of the world also becomes corrected simultaneously. When the error becomes corrected in the wake of knowledge of what is, okay, and there the fear in the form of samsara also becomes resolved. Okay, the world of duality also becomes resolved. That's why he says here, is all, how long can this objective universe is experienced the waking state, okay, can appear to be real? Only as long as your identity is with the, okay, the body mind's complex, only as long as you see yourself as a waker, okay, you can see this world is real for you. And if you shift the identity from waker to, say, of course, they cannot be waker, dreamer, or even the one who is asleep. They cannot be the experiencer, in terms of what? Vishwaha, Tajasaha, Pragyaha. They cannot be waker, dreamer, sleeper without me. But I, the awareness, am not the waker, dreamer, or sleeper. It's called identity should be shifted from anatma to atma, and the waker status to turiyam state, turiyam. Then samsara also will resolve. This world is all like a dream. Understand? One has to wake up from the sleep of ignorance to discover this world being dream. It is also like a dream. Okay. Jada jada vibhagoyam. Jada jada vibhagoyam. Ajade mayi kalpitaha. Ajade mayi kalpitaha. It's a very beautiful verse again. जडा जड विभागोयम् जड विभागोयम् अजडे मयि कल्पितः अजडे मयि कल्पितः भित्तिभागे समे चित्रे भागे समे चित्रे चराचर विभागवत् चर विभागवत् जडा जड विभागोयम् जडा जड विभागोयम् अजडे मयि कल्पितः मयि कल्पितः भित्तिभागे समे चित्रे भित्तिभागे समे चित्रे चराचर विभागवत् चर विभागवत् हि सेस् will jada ajada sir not vibhagaha sorry jada jada vibhagoyam jada jada vibhagoyam jada jada vibhagoyam jada vibhagoyam अजडे मयि कल्पितः जडे मयि कल्पितः भित्तिभागे समे चित्रे भागे समे चित्रे चराचर विभागवत् सी वाट् हि सेस् अयम् अयम् मयि कल्पितः अयं मयि कल्पितः अयं कल्पितः मीन्स् दिस् इस् प्रोजेक्टेड् इन् मी वाट् इस् प्रोजेक्टेड् इन् मी जड अजड विभागः जड अजड विभागः मयि कल्पितः वाट् इस् विभागः विभागः मीन्स् सेपरेशन् पार्टिशन् डिविशन् इस् विभागः Isn't it? So, vibhagaha mayi kalpitaha. Who am I? Aham ajadaha. Aham ajadaha. Aham ajadaha means I am non-inert. I am non-inert means what? I am consciousness. I am abstract, formless reality consciousness. In me, the abstract formless reality consciousness, this has been projected in me, this is created. What is kalpitaha mayi, what has been kalpitaha? I am kalpitaha means this world, okay, this world, what world of world consisting of this division of jada and ajada, the world, the division of the world of living and non-living beings. Jadam stands for inert. Ajada stands for chetanam. Chetana achetana. Jada achetana. Ajada chetana. Chetana achetana vibhagaha. Jada ajada vibhagaha. This partition, this separation, this division of animate, inanimate, living, non-living, conscious, inert, beings, world of beings has been projected or created in me, the pure consciousness. I am neither animate nor inanimate. Understand? I'm distinct from the animate, inanimate world of beings. Okay? The world of division of the animate, inanimate beings. It has been projected in me. I am distinct from them. So, jada achada vibhagaha ajade mayi kalpitaha. Okay, the world of division of living and non-living things has been projected in me, the undivided, indivisible, indivisible, partless consciousness. I am free from division. I am free from all forms of divisions and differences. I am one partless, undivided, indivisible, partless, whole consciousness. In me, this division of the world of division of what living and non-living things, okay, has been projected. And like what? Bitti bhage same chitre. Isn't it? So bitti bhage gives a beautiful example. Bitti bhagaha means and a part of the bitti means wall. And the wall, you can see what bitti bhage same chitre. You can see there's a chitram, the picture. Okay. Chara achara vibhagavate. One artist can draw what? He can draw a beautiful picture of living and non-living things. There can be animals, there can be plants, there can be butterflies, there can be beautiful garden of everything. Animals, beings, he can draw everything. He also draw what now? One says some small lake and pond and also there's mountains. Everything he can draw. He can create a whole thing. You can see on the bitti bhaga, the part of the wall, you can see the artist, the artwork. He presented in the form of the whole picture where he presents the beautiful garden, beautiful mountains and beautiful rivers, and he plants and animals. He also draws human beings walking with the children, the whole thing. The whole one picture describing what? Okay. It portraying the world of animate and inanimate beings he can draw. Understand? Even though it is drawn there, inseparably, the picture drawn on the wall is inseparable from the wall. At the same time, we know what? Wall is distinct from those, all those which are drawn on the wall. Isn't it? And the wall, it is, everything is drawn, but still wall is distinct. Wall is not the picture. Wall is not the division of the picture, the division of living, non-living things. Wall is not anything. Wall is distinct. But without the wall, how can he draw? The whole painting, the whole drawing is dependent on wall for its existence. The whole drawing is dependent on the wall for its existence. If we knock off the wall, the drawing will disappear. So that's why the chitram will disappear. Okay, if the wall is knocked off. The whole chitram enjoys existence only depending upon the wall. At the same time, the picture has no independent existence outside of the wall. But still, the wall has nothing to do with the picture. Wall is distinct. It's not distant from the pictures drawn on the wall. So, bitti bhage same chitre. And chara achara vibhagavate. Chara achara vibhagavate. Chitram. Charachara vibhagavate kalpitaha. Bitti bhage. Same bitti bhage. Samoy samam bitti bhagam. Even the wall, the part of the wall is what? Uniform, the same everywhere. There's no difference. Where the mountain is, where the birds are drawn. Very interesting. With beautiful example. That the picture. Suppose you can see the mountains drawn, rivers are drawn, and beautiful plants are drawn, trees are drawn, human beings are drawn. So there is no difference. The bitti bhagaha is samaha. The part of the wall on which the whole picture has been drawn, that bitti is what? Samaha. Same. That's why it says same. This even, the wall is even, the same here. But the pictures are what? The pictures, they're depicting what? Living beings, non-living things. Living. Now everything is here. This bhitti is the same bhitti. But without the bhitti, without the wall, there cannot be the pictures depicting what living beings and non-living beings cannot exist at all. Understand? At the same time, we all know very well Oh, you see the artist skill and wonder. You wonder, my God, how beautiful this is. It looks really done great job. We appreciate it. We also know very well what. Definitely, the wall is knocked off, the picture will collapse. Okay? And the wall is the Aadharam. Wall is the Aadharam, Adhishtanam for this beautiful picture. You don't want to delete it. The beautiful picture, isn't it? Aadharam, Adhishtanam. At the same time, the wall is not at all dependent on any of this beautiful picture drawn on it for its existence. Wall can be without the painting, without the picture. Wall can be with the picture also. Wall is not dependent on the picture for its existence, whereas the whole picture drawn on the wall is dependent on the wall for its existence. Wall is not distant. It cannot be distant, because the very existence of the picture is what? The wall is the very existence of the whole picture. Isn't it? But wall is distinct but not distant from the picture. In fact, the whole picture is just an appearance on the wall. Isn't it? In the same way, what he says, Charachara Vibhagavat Chitre Bitti Bhage Same Chitre Bitti Bhage Kalpitaha. You can say that. Kalpita has, we have to add. Understand? In the same way, and this you can imagine now, this entire universe is like the picture. This entire universe is also like a picture only. How real it is as real as the picture. And this world, the picturesque world of living, non-living, sentient, insentient, inanimate beings, which seems so real, okay, is absolutely dependent on this abstract, formless consciousness, which is like a bhitti for its existence. Just as wall can be without the picture, here the pure consciousness can be without the world. But the world can never exist independently outside of consciousness. This world has no independent existence at all outside of the wall of consciousness. The picturesque, picture-like world has no independent existence outside of the wall of consciousness. Understand? And consciousness is not distant at all from anything of the world. Definitely consciousness is distinct from the whole world. So it's all mayi kalpitaha. Mayi ajade mayi kalpita. In me, the consciousness. Already, if I sense is shifted from anatma to atma, and in the standpoint of consciousness, as Turiyam, if you say, this whole jagat is shining in me. This inexplicably, incomprehensibly vast cosmos of, okay, countless number of forms of the division of animate and inanimate beings is shining in me, the awareness. Therefore, aham brahma asmi. I'm satyam, and then the world which shines in me is mithya. Why? Oh, I am the whole world. I am the whole. Because it is not something separate from me. Even though it seems to be different, it has no independent existence at all. Therefore, what? You can say one of the whole, I am the whole jagat. I am the whole. Is it clear now? Jada ajada vibhagaha. I am jada ajada vibhagaha ajade mayi kalpitaha. Katham yatha sami bhitti bhage charachara vibhagavat Chitre. Is it clear? So we'll end here class now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnampurnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.